Democrats push through more spending. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The Inflation Reduction Act now heads to the House.
The vote was, as expected, 50-50. But with that,
the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Democrats say the measure will create jobs and reduce inflation and will address climate issues. On that point, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
it's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says in reaction that Democrats robbed Americans with inflation and that this bill robs them a second time. The bill now goes to the House, which could pass it by the end of the week.
Fox's Gernal Scott. A ceasefire went into effect Sunday night between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants. The deal, mediated by Egyptian officials. Leading up to the ceasefire, rockets could be heard from Gaza. More than 40 Palestinians have been killed in the Gaza Strip since Friday. The fighting was sparked initially by Israeli forces killing a senior Islamic jihadist commander in a Gaza refugee camp. As the war in Ukraine rages on, the threat for nuclear war increases. Fox's Alex Hogan.
The International Atomic Energy Agency is condemning the attack, highlighting just of how massive of a threat this could become by saying, quote, I'm extremely concerned by the shelling yesterday at Europe's largest nuclear power plant, which underlines the very real risk of a nuclear disaster. Russian forces are also pushing forward, directing ground offenses in the eastern town of Bakhmut in the Donetsk region. New refugees flee further inland away from the front lines. Many of these people are bringing little to nothing with them.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
SpaceX continues to build its network of internet satellites.
Elon Musk's SpaceX this Tuesday will launch yet another batch of satellites to continue building its Starlink network of internet service satellites. The service is already functioning in parts of the world, including North America, and offers competitively priced satellite-driven high-speed internet comparable to wired home connections. Starlink is already deployed in Ukraine, providing connectivity in the war zone. It was more recently used to provide internet in flood-ravaged Kentucky.
Fox's Eben Brown. From science to some science fiction, apologies now coming from a French scientist after being fooled by some food.
Etienne Klein is saying sorry after the world-renowned physicist tweeted a photo he claimed was from NASA's James Webb Telescope showing Proxima Centauri, the closest star to the sun. Klein tweeting, this level of detail, a new world is unveiled every day with a pic of a deep red disk with swirling white colors set against a black background. But it turns out that wasn't an astronomical wonder. It was a slice of chorizo, a type of spicy sausage from Spain. Klein apologizing, telling a French news outlet his intention was to raise awareness about fake news online. He tweeted a genuine photo of the Chariot Wheel Galaxy earlier in the week before tweeting a photo of charcuterie. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Another warning for beachgoers in the Northeast, just in time for that late summer vacation. Fox's Paul Stevens.
Just when you thought that a spike in shark sightings and attacks along the East Coast was enough for one summer, there's a new warning issued about Portuguese man-o-wars. Harding's Beach in Chatham, Massachusetts on Cape Cod, closing for a few hours on Saturday afternoon after a number of the ocean predators washed ashore. Man-o-wars are highly venomous and often mistaken for jellyfish. They use tentacles to sting sting and paralyze small fish, but that sting can be extremely painful for humans. A man of war can still sting, by the way, weeks after washing ashore.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.